Jabari Greer in studio. Do you ever get to party in Nashville, Jabari? Is that your kind of town or what?
Yeah, I was actually just there over the Thanksgiving break.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. I have a family there. I have a place there. Nashville.
You ever go to Tootsie's?
I've never been to Tootsie's.
Really?
What? I have never been to Tootsie's. No, I mean, that's not kind of my vibe, guys. Don't judge me, man. I'm just not kind of a Tootsie's guy.
They've got three different levels there where it plays all different types of music.
Yeah, so it's incredible.
It's all country music, though. It's not all types of music.
The back bar in the second level gets down in.
If you really search, if you really look closely,
you can dig deep. And there's all sorts of music, and a lot of it, you know, cover music, cover bands and stuff. But they're so talented. It's basically up and coming stars working on their craft in front of 84 people. It's amazing. I love it.
I've been incredibly blessed to be to be raised in Tennessee, where a lot of the culture is around music, and also being in New Orleans, where it's a large musically influenced culture, man. So music to me is like one of those things that makes me move.
Let me ask you about New Orleans. I've never been there. Have you?
No, I haven't.
I have.
Oh, you got
it. Scared
go.
Myself.
Is it like? Is it worth a weekend trip?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So here's what happened with me. It was during one of the All-Star breaks. I went down with a couple players. And we got off the strip, and we got a little scared.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was our...
Everybody has a story.
We made a mistake.
What happened to me? So, I mean, do we have time for this?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We've got nothing time for
you. So, had to be my fourth year in the NFL. My wife wakes me up after a long day of playing ball, you know, going to practice. And had to be 3 o'clock in the morning. She wakes me up and says, Jabari, get up. We just got robbed. And I'm like... I think that I'm still wiping the crust out of my eyes. I think that I'm dreaming, so I go back to sleep. 5 minutes later, she wakes me up. Jabari, get up. We just got robbed. I get up, go to the front, open up the door. There's blue and light lights. There's blue and lights. There's cop cars everywhere.
Wow.
Shut the door. Say, get back in the house. I jump back in the house. I'm wondering what's going on. I hear do, 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 do. Like, literally on my roof. I think that there's a possum or something up there. I don't know what's going on there. So I'm pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law's in the front room. My children are asleep. My wife is right there wondering what's going on. So I'm like, it's time for me to take care of my family.
Yeah.
I go outside and I hear the cops say, he's on the roof. So in New Orleans, these houses are like really close together.
Right.
So these guys that had came in, they basically imported crime. They came into our neighborhood and they were going from car door to car door, seeing what they can open.
Yeah.
2 weeks earlier, my iPod was stolen. I didn't know. I thought I lost it.
Yeah.
So these guys had come into our neighborhood. My sister-in-law had seen them, called the cops.
Yeah.
They had come, tell me basically get in the house. I said, you know what? I got to defend my family. I go outside. He said he's on the roof, and I'm seeing these guys going from rooftop to rooftop running from the cops.
Wow.
And these cops, bless their heart, in New Orleans, they had to be at least 280 pounds. You know what I mean? They said, listen, and they all look like my Uncle Leslie. I'm telling you, they all look like my Uncle Les. All right?
Yeah.
One guy twists his ankle. I kid you not. One guy twists his ankle. Another guy was so out of breath. I'm like, you know what, man? This is ridiculous. I'm a professional football player. I need to show my wife that I'm a man.
Yeah.
So I go inside and I grab a bat. I'm like, I'm going up there and getting these guys. So I'm just waiting. Okay, now understand, I'm going up there. But you know, I'm waiting for that tap on the shoulder for this highly trained police officer to tell me, you know what, Jabari?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
That tap never came. All right?
Wow.
So I'm walking
like,
up
there.
I'm walking up to get on my gate so I can get on my roof.
Yeah.
I grab the gate. Cop says, whoa, hold on. Wait a minute, man. He said, here, take my taser.
No way.
He said, take my taser.
So what happened? Did you catch
him? No, I mean, that snapped me out of it. Yeah. No, I'm not taking your taser. No, you do your job. I'm not doing this. I'm done.
Can you imagine the reverse? You're like, I can't play corner today.
Yeah.
Send a cop out there.
Here's my jersey.
Here's my jersy. Here's my helmet. Go take care of business.
Everybody has a story like that.
So did they catch the guys?
They did. Unfortunately, it was just some young brothers, man. 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, they got that on their record. But the thing is that New Orleans, man, it's just the income disparity is so great that, you know, some people feel like that's their only option.
How they get up on the roof, though?
Man. When I first moved to Etobicoke, every night I was like, I'd go in my car, and I used to have change. And
Well, if you don't lock your door, someone's going in there and they're taking it. They're not going to steal your car. They're not doing that.
No, they're just saying, glasses. Who left it open, and I'm going to take everything in it.
Yeah. No, it's true. Well, That's pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
So that is funny. Here's my taser.
Right here. Good luck. I'll give you a boost up on that fence.
make sure you catch these
That's
guys.
That's amazing.
Jabari Greer in studio. So Saints, Dallas tonight.
Big game.
Big game. And the Saints can clinch. It doesn't really matter. Even if they lose tonight, they're going to clinch. But Drew Brees, we had you in here a few weeks ago, and you were on the Patrick Mahomes for MVP bandwagon. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are on that bandwagon, but I think the majority have swung to Drew Brees. It just kind of feels like it's his moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lifetime achievement award. He's never won the MVP, so we're going to give it to you. I would think in that situation, I don't know if I want to be under the lights. Like, if you've already won the award, just put me at 1 o'clock. Let me do my thing if I have a bad game. But I feel like if the Cowboys get after him tonight and somehow Brees struggles, does the door open up again in terms of the MVP discussion?
Of course.
Yeah.
And when I said that I was on the Patrick Mahomes bandwagon, it was I had a caveat there. Based on what he had done in primetime, the MVP award is given to big players who make big plays in big games. And not only was Patrick Mahomes breaking records, but while he was on primetime, he played like an MVP. And if you remember over the last couple of weeks, when he's had primetime games, he hasn't nearly performed the way that Drew Brees has performed the last two primetime games. And I think that has been the shift from the Patrick Mahomes train to now Drew Brees.
Right.
And now, so we have another primetime game that Drew Brees has an opportunity to show his greatness. And I think if he does suffer today, especially given the momentum that the New Orleans Saints, I mean, literally they're on fire. Everybody's already bought. I promise you, in New Orleans, they've already bought their ticket to the Super Bowl. People have already bought their tickets to Atlanta. And if he suffers tonight, I think that does open the door for Patrick Mahomes because you remembered by what you do on primetime football.
Jabari Greer in studio with Saints at Cowboys tonight. You can watch it on TSN. So on the flip side, you got Dallas in a weak division. They're 6-5. They're starting to get hot. They made that Amari Cooper deal a couple of weeks ago. It's starting to pay off a bit. Zeke's getting after it. Their defense has been pretty good. If they find a way to win tonight, and I find it hard to believe that it's going to happen, but if they do, you know, does it close the gap, in your opinion, in terms of the Saints and the Rams are up here? Can the Cowboys get close to that territory or what?
No, I don't think so. I just think they have too many holes to fill. I believe that from day one, it should be Ezekiel Elliott's team. Ezekiel Elliott, once he gets the ball over 20, 25 times, you see time in and time out, game in and game out, he's averaging, 120, 130 yards a game. He's the leading rusher right now. But for some reasons, the offensive coordinator wants to consistently put the ball in Dak's hands and have it be Dak's team.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to showcase Amari Cooper. That being said, I think that the Saints have already established in our minds and in everybody's minds how explosive they are on offense. They score 61% of the time that they have the football. And their defense over the last 3 weeks have got 9 turnovers. Like, that is amazing. So I think that the Cowboys, psychologically, even on paper, but psychologically, I just think that there's too many holes for them to be filled, for them to be on the same plane or echelon that the New Orleans Saints. You know, obviously, you got questions at quarterback, mm-hmm. questions at offensive line, at receiver.
Right.
You know, you have questions at their defensive line as well. I mean, besides DeMarcus Lawrence, all these questions are answered for the Saints, and all these questions are answered
for the Rams,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Bears, who it sounds like Trubisky's going to take another week off? They won last week in Detroit without him.
Chase Daniels. That's my dude. I love it.
You like him?
He showed me how to tie a nice tie, man.
There you go.
That's a good guy.
So he got work done, but I feel like, you know, the Bears have to recognize, shouldn't there be some urgency here? Like, I know I believe Nagy came out and said if it was a playoff game, he would be playing. But the Bears, it's not like they're 10-1.
So
they're fighting for the division.
Yeah, so the thing is that they actually have the luxury of having an adequate and effective second-string quarterback. Chase can play.
Right.
All right, Chase can play. Chase, he learned behind Drew Brees. He stayed behind practice doing the same drills Drew did. This guy can play. He's a little shorter, but he's quick on it. He's quick on the draw. He can throw the ball quick. He can put it in on the money, and he can run. He's a poor man's Aaron Rodgers, you know. So the luxury that they have in Chase Daniels, not many other teams have. So I wouldn't say that they're not having any urgency. What I'm saying is they're being smart, understanding that there isn't a huge drop-off as they usually are, as they usually is for another team. So you, I mean, you look at what happened with the San Francisco 49ers—the drop off between Garoppolo and the second string Beathard. You know,
See you later.
They don't have that same drop off. Chase Daniels can he could be a starter for other teams, for a Cleveland Browns or for another team. But that being said, they have an incredible defense that can weather them through the storm.
You mentioned Cleveland. Are you on Team Baker Mayfield? Do you like this guy?
I do like Baker.
You like Baker?
But I love the Browns because they have such incredible young talent. Denzel Ward, Jabril Peppers, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb. All these guys are first-year, second-year players that can ball. You know what I mean? Like, these are some dogs out here that can play football. And Greg, I played with Greg Williams. And Greg Williams, great coach. But when I tell you, man, this dude is the Sigmund Freud of psychological warfare. I mean, this guy can make 50 guys get on the same page by manipulating your thoughts, by getting you to think as one, by doing the exact same thing the exact same way from the first day of training camp to the last day of the season. That's why I think that it's a brilliant move for him to be in that position, because they're young. He's going to show them how to be professionals, and he is going to psychologically manipulate those guys to the point where they are building culture. He used to tell us his story about how you instill culture in a team, and he told us how he did it. He basically told us what he would do to get us to think alike, and it worked every single time.
Really?
Wow. It did.
So you'd look back on it and you'd be like, yeah, this guy called the shot.
This guy called the shot. Yeah, man. He's freaking, he's good.
Saints at Cowboys tonight. You can watch it on TSN. We're looking forward to it. Should be a fun game. We'll catch you on SportsCenter tonight.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us in studio.
You.
There's Jabari Greer.